pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first Friday in June. Wait, what? This just in from the National Weather Service in Hastings. 0% chance of rain and severe weather. Woo! Yay! So what's that mean? About 4 more inches tonight. Glad to have you along with us, Doug and Daddy Show. Glad you made it through. To all the folks that have been banged around here by this storm, our thoughts are with you. I wish we had some other kind of talent to help you. That, you know, I wish I could come out and rebuild the house or, you know, put a windshield in the car or do something. But I have no talent. So.
Well.
So we'll just keep you in our thoughts.
Well, we'll keep you in our thoughts, and we'll try and
some things over from your garden.
Let's try and entertain for.
And for an hour?
Take their minds off of that. You know, but I want to start off, Doug, by saying I got in here a little bit early this morning, and Derek, on an immediate rant about...
Our producer?
Yes, about this...
Pseudo-producer.
The French Open.
Hey, come on now.
The French Open. He cannot believe, especially on the women's side, how many bitches there are on the women's side.
A lot of bitches.
He's just a lot of bitches, and he was going crazy about this.
A lot of bitches in women's tennis.
I had to chuckle, you know, as they had, you know, not much going on early in the day yesterday, so every sports break, Sports Center update, they were reading Vich beats Vich and Safrina beats, well, Vich. You know, a lot of foreign bitches.
There are a lot of foreign bitches. So that, you know, Derek just kind of went off.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Send it into the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Get on and vote on the Doug and Daddy poll question. Will Big Brown win the Triple Crown? And right now, as of last check earlier this morning, it's hedging towards no. Something I want to go back on, though, when we had Randy Moss on, and we're wide open today, folks, unless something weird breaks here, we're going to keep our eye on the Major League Draft. We're going to talk about the Belmont, a little Legion Baseball. The NBA playoffs got underway last night. No surprise that the Celtics, to me, won game one. A lot of people thought the Lakers would. Overall, it was a so-so basketball game, but if you look at it, 98-88, I guess we can stomach that. But that's all coming up on the program today. What did I start to say?
You were on the Big Brown deal.
Yesterday, Randy Moss, lead analyst for ESPN television, you'll see him all weekend, you always do with their horse racing coverage, said that it was a 50-50 chance in the race tomorrow. But Big Brown has gotten from the Preakness to the Belmont with only the little hoof trouble, but yet that's there. If he's a 50-50 shot to some of the top analysts in horse racing, even though his trainer, Rick Dutrow, says he will win. And he's 2-5 on the board. Don't you play? Aren't the odds really telling you to go against Big Brown if you're looking to go to Fawner or put some wagers on the Belmont tomorrow? Your thoughts?
I don't know that, but when he said 50-50 yesterday, I thought, whatever. You know, you got to believe Big Brown's the best horse in here. Well, you pick up the USA Today, and in there they've got 13 riders all across the nation that follow horse racing. Well, you would assume, I guess I would assume, going in, a horse that has handled the field in the Kentucky Derby, handled the field in the Preakness, I assume that those riders would predict that he would win. Well, Randy Moss says 50-50. Only 7 of the 13 riders in the USA Today have selected Big Brown. The others kind of split between Dennis O'Cork and then Casino Drive. Coming out this morning, though, Casino Drive may have a problem. He is still entered, but many people think that will be the toughest competition for Big Brown. Casino Drive, interestingly enough, only $185,000 in purse money as he won to this point. Big Brown, $2.7 million. Big Brown's ran against the best, crushed the best. How could Casino Drive come up and race a horse at this level? I don't know, and I don't think he can.
Are you prepared to make your selection?
Well, I'm yeah.
I think we should make our, you know, and maybe if you want to discuss it a little bit, we're going to talk, again, a wide variety of sports. We'll get back into that Major League Baseball draft coming up in the second segment. But your thoughts, who you're going with, sounds like you are riding Big Brown.
Well, Jeff Apel gave it to us, three weeks before the Derby, said undoubtedly this is the best horse. He's undoubtedly proven that. Now, how can you go against this horse? Doug, if you go back to one very, very, well, I guess this is bizarre because horses get out and race much more or have in the past. If you look back at the horses that have won the Triple Crown, and you said 1919 was the first one, and that is correct with Sir Barton. A lot of these horses have raced multiple times, including Whirlaway in 1941 being out 26 times. Big Brown, this will be his sixth race of his career. Casino Drive.
Well, they're three-year-olds.
Well, so were these other three-year-olds.
That was a different time. And
Affirmed was out 15 times. I mean,
how about Secretariat?
Secretariat, 14. Or, excuse me. Yeah, 14 times. Citation, 19 times.
So you're taking Big Brown?
Yeah, Big Brown.
Here's the only thing that I think could derail Big Brown, and we sort of touched on it yesterday, and I guess it didn't quite go the direction I wanted with Randy Moss, is I look back at the race with Secretariat, such a great horse, and Secretariat, and Sham went out and tried to stay with Secretariat. The game plan was this is only a five-horse field. Sham, the main competitor, said, I am going to go with Secretariat as long as I can go. Now, I think that might be one of the things that could come back and hurt Big Brown. Just go out and win the race. Don't try to make history. Don't try to blow away the field. Don't try to be compared to some of the top five horses of all time, because right now the majority of folks aren't saying that. They're saying, you know, you win the Triple Crown, obviously you're one of the best horses of all time. But if that horse, or if the ego, and you've got a trainer that does have an ego, if you've got some folks with ego that try to do something a little crazy like that, then maybe a Dennis Acourt can run it down in a longer race in the home stretch. Remember, Dennis Acourt was closing, not dramatically, but was closing in the Kentucky Derby to get on the board and finish in third behind the winner and Eight Bells. And we are joined right now, as you spoke of, this is the way things work around here, Jeff Apel, Thoroughbred Times, former guru of Fauner Park, and of course at the Grand Island Independent. Daddy just said, Jeff, that you were the one, the first one really on our show, that brought up Big Brown almost 3 weeks before the Kentucky Derby. And so far he's been all that that you thought. First of all, you know, you must be the greatest horse prognosticator of all time.
Well, you know, Doug, after 18 years of it like that, that's how long I spent 15 at the Independent, 3 years down here, I'm bound to get something right. You know, I've been wrong so many times. Luck has to, fortune has to be on my side. Fortunately, this time it finally was. I can't hardly believe it myself.
Jeff, everybody's looking at Saturday and the monster race, the hardest leg of the Triple Crown. Is anybody in competition with this horse?
You broke up on me. Can you repeat that, please?
Is there any competition for this horse?
Yeah, Daddy, I really think you guys, first of all, let me say I'm impressed by your knowledge there, Doug. That was a good call. Dennis Acourt, I like him as well. I'm really afraid of Casino Drive, though. I know he's only had two outs. He's had interesting training, you know, a former Japanese competitor there and things like that. But, he's so impressive at Belmont Park in his North American debut in the Peter Pan Stakes. And just coming in just off a monster effort, I think he is a really serious challenger coming in here to Big Brown. I'm actually, you know, I felt mega, mega confident going into the Kentucky Derby, as you know. I felt even more confident going into the Preakness. And this one, I am actually worried about because of Casino Drive.
Well, the Preakness, I think many people just kind of felt as that was a formality because that was by far the weakest field of these three races. And I was like you, well, Big Brown, pretty impressive. I wasn't worried so much in the Preakness, just get around the track. But you take a look at this, and I don't know. I'm not going to get on the Casino Drive bandwagon, you know, because I just don't know. Dennis Acourt's there. And then you look at the rest of the field and you look at the odds and you go, well, there's got to be one of these horses that are sitting at 20 or 30 to 1 has to be a decent horse, don't they, Jeff?
Yes, Doug, I think a really long shot, too. In fact, you mentioned Dennis the Cork. I was going to actually play a try. Of course, I've been a big Brown fan all along. I know the odds can be terribly low, but I've got to key him on top. And I was going to use as my shooter Dennis the Cork as well, Doug. I really like Ichabod Crane, too. I believe he's either 20 or 30 to 1 here in the morning line. I think he's your real price play. I mean, he was really close in the Preakness. Despite getting in some trouble there at the top of the stretch, having to be stopped and then regain his momentum again, I think he's a real nice price play in here at the Belmont.
Jeff, if Casino Drive is a spectacular horse that the Japanese owners and the Japanese people that have gotten behind this horse think he is, why is he so lightly raced at this point?
Interesting, you know, it's kind of one of those strange things. You know, the trainer, he's like, he's led, basically, in Japan, he's led everybody wins 8 times over the years like that. So, I mean, he's like, he's kind of like Japan's version of like a Bill Mott or a Todd Pletcher or, you know, some of the big name trainers around here. I mean, the man, he has his own way of doing things. He has his own way of training where he'll go out and after the horse gallops or exercises in the morning, he will walk that horse for just, they said, just an incredibly long period of time just to basically unwind and whatever else. So it's just, I mean, he has his own way of doing things, but, hey, more power to him. I mean, obviously, he's going over to Japan. I mean, he is the man when it comes to be training over there.
Jeff Apel joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here for a couple more minutes, just getting his thoughts on the Belmont. He was the one in our area that first kind of really threw Big Brown. His name had been out there, but Jeff was really on top of Big Brown. We had the opportunity to have Randy Moss from ESPN on yesterday, Jeff, and he said he thought it was a 50-50 chance tomorrow that Big Brown wins, not necessarily from a horse standpoint, but from a history standpoint. As we've all heard, you know, the last 21 horses that have tried, 18 of them have failed. What kind of odds do you give Big Brown tomorrow?
Doug, and you know, going into the Derby, I thought he's about probably 75%. So it was about 75-25 that he would win it, you know, in a field of 20 and break it from the outside post. You can never say, hey, you're 100% certain. And the Preakness, I was about 98% certain. I mean, it just would be a catastrophe for that to win. I would probably guess around 85%, 85 to 90% tomorrow. There is, Doug, like I said, there is a little question in my mind, though, about, as you and Daddy mentioned, the distance of the race, a mile and a half, is going to be a new challenge for him. And also, Casino Drive. That horse really has, for some reason, just in the last couple of days, really has me concerned here, Doug.
Is the money must not be a big deal for these guys from Japan either. He's only won $185,000, where they paid about $1 million for this horse.
Right. You know, it's, you know, but I mean, it's a prestige, though, too, Daddy, of also going in. You know, you can say you're a classic winner like that in North America like that. I mean, in terms of, like, just your future down the road like that, I mean, particularly if you go to the breeding shed, I mean, you guys saw the big deal, $50 million that you know, for Big Brown like that and things like that. And then how about yesterday, Suffolk Downs and Boston coming out saying, if we get an undefeated Big Brown and an undefeated Curlin, the horse of the year for 2007, if we match those two up and our mass cap, the Massachusetts handicap, we're up the first from $500,000 to $5 million. So you can see the value of having a classic winner like that. I mean, you know, they're going for the prestige right there. They're saying, hey, we want that prestige, and we want to be the one that beat Big Brown the first time out, and we want to be the North American Classic winner.
Okay, Jeff, now with your Fodder Park background here, I can already smell conspiracy starting to roll in here, because this would be good for horse racing, right?
Oh, absolutely. To have a Triple Crown winner?
Well, no, I mean, to have that matchup, to up the purse, to kind of keep things, you know, to have a more glorified race after the Triple Crown before the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, yeah. For one thing, it'd be great, Doug, but there's so much speculation right now that, you know, like I said, you know, that the stud deal has already been signed for Big Brown. It's worth about $50 to $55 million, they said. And a lot of people are speculating, saying, hey, if Big Brown wins tomorrow, wins the Belmont, he's an unbeaten classic winner, and he retires, and we never see him on the racetrack again. Now, the trainer, Rick Dutrow, he comes out and says, no, we're going to point to a fall campaign and whatever else. So, but, I would love, Doug. Actually, we were talking in the office the other day. You know, Fox Sports always kind of does interesting things, like Battered EM and ESPN, and put up a big purse like that and put a match race between the two. That way there's no excuse. The two trainers agree in the distance to say, we're going to run one against the other and finally decide who is better.
Jeff, you can probably speak to this a lot better than most people, but the maturation of three-year-old horses, do you see a Dennis of Cork in the last 5 weeks, say, since the Derby, maturing that much to make a step forward where he could rival Big Brown?
Daddy, I don't really know if it's going to be maturity-wise so much. I think the added distance is going to help him. I mean, you know, Doug, I think, was mentioning earlier that Dennis Corky was closing ground in the Kentucky Derby there, making a nice move. You're not getting a lot, but closing ground there. So you got to figure that the mile and a half is to his distance, is to his liking. That's why you got to like him in there. I think a lot of these horses fish the mile and a half alone. You can pretty much say, hey, they're going to hit the top of the stretch, so they're going to pretty much be done or, you know, regressing or just kind of holding their position, not making a move. But I definitely think Dennis Corky will relish the extra distance here.
Well, Jeff, we sure appreciate you giving us some time and your thoughts, and hopefully you're cashing a ticket. I will say this, if Casino Drive hits the board, I probably won't be cashing a ticket. So you can keep that in your mind as Casino Drive runs across the finish line tomorrow at Belmont. Hey, best of luck, and we always appreciate your time.
All right, well, thank you, and good luck to you too, Doug.
Take care. Jeff Apel, Thoroughbred Times, down in Louisville, Kentucky, former editor, turf editor, and, of course, covered a lot of the high school sports scene at the Grand Island Independent, joining us. Still high on Big Brown. Danny, I don't have a good feeling about Casino Drive. Maybe I haven't studied it enough, but it just seems like this is the kind of thing where you got to have somebody else coming out. It was pretty much chalk in the Preakness, and it's just too much to ask. I mean, you had a lot of chalk in the Derby, and you had chalk in the Preakness, and it's a lot to ask here to get chalk in the Belmont. I guess I have to side with you. I think Big Brown wins. I think Dennis of Cork hits the board, and then, you know,
hit the all button. Something bizarre.
It's not going to pay that well, but
that's what's going to make it pay that.
If Casino Drive doesn't hit,
right.
And I don't know. You look at this Guadalcanal. It's winless, but second by a nose at a mile and a half on turf at Churchill. Last time out. Who knows? You're taking Big Brown.
I'm taking Big Brown, and then you know what? I'm going to hit the all button because I think something long is going to come in. And, you know, that's the only thing that's going to make it pay is you're going to have one of those other horses, and you can't really narrow it down. I just don't think there's a quality. The upper echelon of horses, everybody's saying this is two-horse race, right? And then they're not even putting Dennis O'Cork in there. Everybody's saying Casino Drive, and I think Big Brown's a better animal. I think he's proven that. I want to see it so bad, too, so a little bit of my heart.
You're a conspiracy theorist and thought that Smarty Jones was deliberately kept from winning the Belmont and the Triple Crown by some jockeys, which some people are, you know, you can box a horse in and not give him a run, and that's going to kill him. I would think they would do that more to a foreign horse in Casino Drive than they would and try and help it out. Big Brown. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Super Regionals are already underway. Georgia and North Carolina are playing. We'll check the Major League Baseball draft board. Talk about Aaron Probonik, first Husker selected yesterday in the third round by Seattle. All that and a lot more. Love to hear from you as well at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Undefeated Big Brown ran away with the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. Now he goes for the third jewel in the Triple Crown in the Belmont Stakes. Simulcast for wagering Saturday at Fodder Park. Be there for the Belmont, plus coast-to-coast racing starting 11 a.m. from 20 tracks, including Hollywood Park, Churchill Downs, and State Fair Park. Big Brown runs for the Triple Crown in the Belmont Stakes Saturday, Fodder Park, Grand Island.
Don't waste any more time and money on that old mower. Make this the year for a brand new John Deere tractor. John Deere offers tractors for all sizes of jobs, like their LA Series or X300 Series tractors. Or try John Deere's Z225 zero-turning riding mower. Take advantage of John Deere's low monthly financing. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment sold is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace has free in-town delivery. Bring your trade into Ace Hardware and Garden Center for a new John Deere in Grand Island and Kearney.
People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms early today. It'll be partly sunny this afternoon. The winds will diminish. We'll hit a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 61. Tomorrow, a chance for scattered showers, possibly some severe storms in the afternoon. We'll see a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently 64 degrees.
Hour back, Doug and Daddy show. Taking it to the weekend here. It's noontime. A lot of people headed to the lake. There's golf tournaments going on. And we want you to know at Troutman's across from Bob's Superstore, under T-Bone, who's waiting for you. He's a big steer out front. Wieners, sausage. Carrying the smokehouse have been very, very busy.
What are you talking about?
All beef wieners, state fair brats, bratwurst, hot brats. Ham and cheddar franks.
Will the state fair brats change when they move to Grand Island?
Dude, we're going to have to get back to you on that. We will check with him. Well, perhaps a different flavor. Different flavor of pepper that he puts in there. That's what the state fair brats are. Green pepper and onion in that bratwurst. Hot link. It's new out of the smokehouse. That's the one that will melt the back of your mouth. Be careful. If you like hot stuff, the hot link is for you. Fresh German sausage. Hot Italian sausage. Polish sausage. They've got them all at Troutman's, a girl's best friend. You want to go to the lake? Oh, we want some steaks at the lake? That's fine. Carry in the gang. They'll vacuum pack all your steaks, all your bacon, throw them in your cooler. You're on your way. Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore under T-Bone, the big steer on the sign out front.
Daddy? Daddy?
Yes.
Daddy?
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We have breaking news from the Major League Baseball draft in the ninth round with the 268th overall selection. The Florida Marlins select Nebraska pitcher Dan Jennings.
Dan Jennings gone.
What are your thoughts? I mean, and they're going to be gone.
Yeah, Probonik's gone. Jennings is gone. Now, some of the draft... Or some, not draft picks. Some of the high school kids that are getting drafted also is probably a little bit alarming if you're a Nebraska baseball fan because these kids are high, and a couple of them did go yesterday, including a Shane Diary, right-handed pitcher from South Mountain Community College. He was a sixth-round choice at Tampa Bay. Kyrie Cooper, the Nebraska recruit in football, went in the fifth round yesterday. Now, fifth-round money, they say, is about $100,000, between $100,000 and $180,000, depending on your availability and whatnot. So if you're a football fan out there, something to keep an eye on. You know, there is an opportunity for him to play baseball and play football in Nebraska. Has to be some things worked out. But that is something that's going to have to be worked out in the upcoming weeks. The Miller North kid, that Connor Gillespie from Wichita State, he was chosen 37th overall. He's out of Miller North. When we talked about Nebraska playing Wichita State, he was one of those guys that everybody knew was a pro prospect, but went very, very early. In the Big 12, Aaron Crow, ninth pick overall, went yesterday. Don't think actually about the first pitcher taken. A lot of times in the Major League Baseball draft, a lot of pitchers taken early. Not so much this year. People went for power.
How will this affect Nebraska's pitching staff last year? And I guess, second of all, with both Jennings and Probonik, and as we said before going to the break, Probonik was taken round 3, pick 98 by Seattle. Maybe again with the folks we've been talking to, Daddy, people have to be thinking, why would Jennings and Probonik be taken before Johnny Dorn? Kind of explain maybe why that is.
Well,
he touched on it a little bit about being the senior, and he knew, but still, we're into round 12 now. No Johnny Dorn. Maybe not a surprise that he's not picked yet, but Probonik gone, Jennings gone.
They're dangling the carrot out there for these kids. That's basically, they're trying to get them to go. Johnny's kind of trapped in a place. He's got to go. It doesn't matter if he's taken in the 12th round or the 38th round. If Johnny wants to play professional baseball, he's got to go then. There's nothing to draw him back to Nebraska other than, if Johnny wanted to be a doctor, have a graduate degree, which he'd pay for on his own. The scholarship money's gone. So they go after people that they're trying to snag away from the colleges, and that's just how they do it. There's no leverage left for Johnny Dorn. There's no leverage left for anybody that's a senior in college.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can give us a buzz anytime, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, Daddy.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We have more breaking news from the Major League Baseball draft now in round number 12. Round number 12 with the 371st selection. Nebraska's Jake Opitz, second baseman, selected by the Chicago Cubs. The best team in baseball right now, record-wise.
Yeah, get a chance to be another Ryan Sandberg.
Oh, yeah. So Jake Opitz going in round 12. Three Huskers selected so far. Jake Opitz, pick 371, round 12, is going to the Chicago Cubs, who just had their 9-game winning streak snapped the other night, but then won again last night. So Jake Opitz.
See, Jake Opitz is one of those kids that you can use a password for your computer. A lot of times passwords for the computer, you got to have a number in there. So mine involve a player and then a number. So I like words that are short, like Jake Mort, number 2. That's been a password of mine. Sam Hurd for the Cowboys. That's been a password of mine. See, then you're always learning a little bit about things, too.
You don't keep the same password for all your porn sites?
I've got one insurance company I work for. Everything's on the computer, so they update your passwords like every 45 days or whatever. So then I have to look up another short name and a number for somebody. We're talking about college baseball a little bit and the draft and what have you. If you want to know who's going to win the Major League Baseball draft, I took a look at the first round. The University of Miami had three.
Who's going to win the College World Series?
Yeah, who's going to win the College World Series? I think the University of Miami. And you, yeah. Look, no. That's my pick. Uh-uh. First baseman, first rounder. Second baseman, first rounder. Right-handed pitcher, first rounder. They're the winners of the College World Series.
No. Super Regionals underway today. Today's action. These are the best 2 out of 3. These series go today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Arizona's at Miami of Florida tonight at 6 o'clock. North Carolina State at Georgia. They are just underway. Cal State Fullerton is hosting Stanford. That starts tonight at 9:30. And Wichita State is at Florida State, and that will be the 1 o'clock game this afternoon. Tomorrow, these super regionals will go Saturday, Sunday, if necessary, Monday. Coastal Carolina, Chanticleers, who are going to shock the world. They will beat up on North Carolina. UC Irvine is at LSU. Texas A&M is at Rice. Game 1 tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. And that game is on ESPNU, So if you're looking, make sure that you're somewhere where you can get ESPNU. And then Fresno State at Arizona State, they are the last Super Regional to start tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So some great baseball. ESPN's network of stations is covering the NCAA baseball tournament. Of course, the road to Omaha, taking you to the College World Series.
Doug, if you're interested in following the Kansas City Royals and who they picked up in the first round, or maybe, you know, meet people out there starting to lose interest in the Royals, especially the way they've been playing as of late. But nonetheless, with a third overall pick, they picked up Eric Hosmer from American Heritage School in Plantation, Florida. Assuming American Heritage High School in Plantation, Florida. So a first baseman, Eric Hosmer, goes to the Kansas City Royals. Chicago Cubs fans, with a 19th pick overall, you picked up a right-handed pitcher from TCU in Andrew Kashner. Andrew Kashner for Cubs fans out there.
You fired up about that?
No, not particularly.
Want to get to the Den Popper inbox. Want to talk about the NBA playoffs last night. Want to hear from you. We'll do all of that and a whole lot more coming up after this break on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, where are you going?
I thought I'd go over to Home Depot.
Oh, what do we need?
Maybe we'll figure it out when we get there.
It's time to remember where Dad goes when he doesn't have to go anywhere. The Home Depot. Buy any select Ryobi Power Tool Combo Kit for Father's Day and get your choice of over 30 Ryobi One Plus tools free. The Home Depot, proud sponsor of Father's Day. Offer valid through June 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
AutoZone.
Wondering what to get Dad for Father's Day? One place makes it easy.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone is your Father's Day headquarters. Just stop by AutoZone and pick up an AutoZone gift card. Then let Dad choose any part, tool, or accessory he wants for his special day. From great Duralast tools to everything he needs to get his car back in tip-top shape, AutoZone has thousands of things for Dad to pick from. So make this Father's Day one to remember. Get to AutoZone and pick up an AutoZone gift card today.
AutoZone.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we're having our biggest sale of the year. Right now, when you buy three premium 80,000-mile Eurotour radials, you'll get the fourth one free. We're talking a savings of up to $130 on a set. Plus, at Big O, our premium 60,000-mile Bigfoot all-terrains are also buy three, get the fourth free, saving you as much as $200 on a set. So if you're looking to save 25% on great tires, get to Big O now. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Three grueling races in 5 weeks, too much for any modern bred horse. The 140th Belmont could see only the 12th Triple Crown winner in three decades. Your ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 presents live coverage of the Belmont Stakes Saturday at 4 o'clock. Remember, Mike and Mike originate their broadcast Friday morning from Belmont right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM.
Your link to everything Hastings is HastingsLink.com. Set your homepage to HastingsLink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's HastingsLink.com. HastingsLink.com, your link to Hastings.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms early today. It'll be partly sunny this afternoon. The winds will diminish. We'll hit a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 61. Tomorrow, a chance for scattered showers, possibly some severe storms in the afternoon. We'll see a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently 64 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's baseball talk, but it's also beautiful weather for golf. We hope you can get out and enjoy a great round this weekend. And don't forget that Meadowlark Hills is going to be bringing you their annual father-son scramble or father-daughter scramble. But, you know, when you put it up on the marquee, you got to put something up. So father-son scramble, Father's Day, Sunday, June 15th, 8 a.m. shotgun. Wherever you're from, you are eligible to play. Entry fee is $100 per team. The fee includes the prize money, the green fees, the cart, lunch following play, all prizes paid back in merchandise. Flights will be based on the number of entries. Any father-son or father-daughter combination can play. You can find out more or sign up today at the Pro Shop at Metal Arc Hills, but if you need to give them a call, it's 233-3265, 308-233-3265, a top-notch run event, as all of them are at Metal Arc Hills. You'll enjoy your time at the Metal Arc Hills father-son or father-daughter scramble. Father's Day, Sunday, June 15th, 8 o'clock shotgun start, and then that'll leave you a lot more time to enjoy your day after that. And, of course, with the U.S. Open starting a little bit later on the West Coast, you'll get to enjoy your day as a golfing family. Metal Arc Hills in Kearney. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, Daddy. A little bit off the beaten path here from delusional Husker fans, but he just says, just wanting to see if either of you has the same pet peeve that I have. I cannot stand it when a player gets, quote, hurt, and is carried off the floor by four trainers and players, put in a wheelchair, carted off the floor, and then can come back running onto the floor 4 minutes later. I think if you're hurt enough to be carried off and carted off the floor, at least act hurt for the rest of the game. Do some major rehab and return for the next game. In my day, they call that grandstanding, and you were a major wuss if you did it. You even actually got made fun of. I know of a high school player that got hurt four times in one game. His mommy even came onto the field one time, but two or three plays later, he was back at full speed.
Leave me out of this. I'm getting delusional. Why do I have to be brought into the deal?
Your mommy was on the field. I'm getting worked up just thinking about it. Just more proof that I can never be a coach. Keep up the good work, guys. P.S. How about a show on pet peeves? He must like Michelle Tafoya. Thanks, Jim, delusional Husker fan. And he's obviously speaking of Paul Pierce in last night's Lakers-Celtics game. I've seen it. I've seen it a lot. And as I was telling you guys before the show today and during the breaks, I've actually, you know, won a soda or two saying, you know, he's going to be back by the next timeout. He's going to be back in two. Oh, no way. Oh, blew his knee out. His Achilles is gone. Whatever. And then, 37 seconds later, here comes a Duke basketball player. Back into the ball game.
Make that noise again. Or however you did that. Because they're just scoring. NC State
is taking the subject again. Just right off the beaten.
Well, it's breaking news. 1-0. NC State leads Georgia. Super regional.
Anyway, your thoughts.
Well, obviously, the pop didn't happen, and it did look awfully awkward when he came down. No matter what replay angle you look at, it did look awfully, awfully awkward. And I think everybody at the time, it's a little bit. Bizarre when a minute five of actual game time and what they say 3:17 or 3:21 of actual time it elapsed from the time you went down until the time, you know, all this happened. Three minutes, 3:17. And then all of a sudden you're ready to go play at an MVP or an all-star level again. I don't think that it's just bizarre. And Boston was able to get the win and, you know, come back and make those two three-pointers. And really, coming back out of the tunnel in the locker room, the crowd really kind of took the thing to a different level. I think the momentum kind of shifted right then, and Boston went on and never looked back.
Overall thoughts on the game? I thought Boston would win. I think the Lakers have to win a game on the road. They'd like to be able to win game two and take the pressure off so that if they don't sweep at home, which I don't think they will. I mean, I think this has got all the makings of a 6 or 7 game series. I'm not even, you know, it took Boston at the beginning, hanging with Boston, although the Lakers, as we said yesterday, look a little bit better. I thought Boston won a tough game last night.
Yeah.
It's not because the Lakers didn't play well. I thought Boston won a tough game.
No, you get to halftime, the Lakers have the lead, and a lot of people say that, you know, the first 2 minutes of that third quarter is going to tell you a lot. Well, when Boston comes right on and erases that, all of a sudden, I think L.A. knew, uh-oh. If the deal goes the other way, even at home, you take the crowd out of it. But right away, you get the crowd back into it. Then when they needed a little bit more of a jump and Paul Pierce came out, that was all they needed. And it just kind of propelled them to that first win.
You can join us, too, at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma linings. If bad weather has dinged your car, well, stop in and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years. Dent Popper on the bricks in downtown Kearney. I'm trying to think of a word that rhymes with the word I want to say. Let's see. Lastard. Dastard. Pastard. Well, anyway, the little guy that ended up ending Nebraska's season, basically, Ollie Linton, whose real name is Winston. He was just selected in the Major League Baseball draft. Round 13, pick 408, Arizona Diamondbacks.
Well, congratulations, Winston. By the way, NC State just hit back-to-back home runs. Now lead Georgia 2-0.
One guy before that flew out to the warning track and right. But that's okay. 1-888-455-ESPN. Love to hear what you've got on your mind. There's some All-Star basketball going on tonight. The 10th annual Central Nebraska All-Star Classic, sponsored by the Grand Island Independent, is going to be tonight. It's just a boys' game, 7 o'clock, Grand Island Senior High. And, I mean, the whole roster is kids from our area. The South will be coached by Justin Anderson of Central City, Joe Lundstrom from Heartland. You've got Jen Scholl of Deschler, Bryson Malberg of Elwood, Brooks Wiebe of Sutton, Spencer Showcat from Minden, Sam Cook from Central City, R.J. Rhodes of Kearney, Riley Nicola of St. Cecilia, Mario Fuentes of Holdridge, James Ford, Bertrand, Dan Warner of Deschler, also on the South team. On the North team, Rick Peters of St. Paul, Matt Keeler of Palmer will be coaching. Among the folks that are on that team, Elijah Zwiener of Pleasanton, Nate Bacon of Overton, Greg Nissen of Ravenna. There's some big boys. You've got Neil Kilchristie of Palmer, Grand Island Senior High's Jory Crouch, and Ryan Kieselhorst of Northwest, Kellen Burr from Donovan Trouble, Zeb Van Pelt from Centura, Mike Lorenz from Grand Island Senior High. He ought to be a good one to watch. Shavonte Samuels from St. Edward.
He's okay.
Jump out of the gym. He's going to get to play with some talent tonight. Matt Wagner is Heartland Lutheran, all on the North squad. 7 o'clock tonight going on at Grand Island Senior High. Some of those same kids are going to be playing tomorrow in Minden for the Hogan's Nebraska Kidney Association All-Star Basketball. The girls are playing tonight, the boys tomorrow. We had Dave Morachik from Minden on yesterday. Fort Kearney, Southwest, Lou Platt, Twin Valley Conferences are playing. The girls' games tonight at 6 and 8, the boys' games at 5 and 7. Proceeds go to support the Nebraska Kidney Association. So go out and check out all of that excitement. And already underway, baseball, the home Federal Classic going on this weekend at Ryder Park. Everybody just hoping they can get all their games in. Kearney is currently playing Pinnacle Bank. Then at 12:30, Hastings will play Pinnacle Bank. Hastings plays again at 3. Home Federal will play tonight at 8. And then the rest of the games sprinkled in as everybody gets 4 throughout the weekend. It ends Sunday night at 7 o'clock. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before I do that, I do want to mention that Kearney Five Points are also hosting a junior tournament at Memorial Field tonight. And those are the B teams from the Tri-Cities that are playing there, the A junior teams. Are playing at the Omaha Westside Tournament this weekend. We'll take a break and look at more of the sports world and head you into the weekend right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
"Food fight!"
Colin Cowherd. I leave work at 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific. Go home, kick back, relax. But at least once a week, bosses call, come back to ESPN for a meeting. No more. Now I've got GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Everybody simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and they instantly see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's as effective as being in the same room, but without the hassle of going back to ESPN. I tried it. GoToMeeting for your next meeting. I loved it. Right now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try It Free button, and be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting for your next meeting. I loved it.
Exciting Kansas City Royals baseball can be heard all summer long on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sheehan goes to the opposite field, slices one down the left field line. It is a fair ball, and it rolls away from Delman Young. Two runs are going to score. Sheehan might. He may try to score. Here he comes. Relay throw home. Safe at the plate.
Kansas City Royals baseball right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms early today. It'll be partly sunny this afternoon. The winds will diminish. We'll hit a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 61. Tomorrow, a chance for scattered showers, possibly some severe storms in the afternoon. We'll see a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Currently 64 degrees.
Hi, back. Doug and Daddy's show taking you in the weekend here. ESPN Radio, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You know the swim invitational's going on in Omaha? World record holders are there. Katie Ziegler won the 1500 freestyle yesterday at the Mutual of Omaha swim invitational. 16 minutes, 13.9 seconds to swim 1500. Whew. Mike Golic coming in for the swim trials, for the Olympic trials next month at the Quest Center in Omaha. So a goal like from Mike and Mike in the Morning is going to be in Omaha for that event. Some of the top names are there this weekend, though. Michael Phelps is getting ready to compete today in the 100 free and 100 butterfly. You know, maybe swimming's not your thing, and I know that's kind of an off-the-radar sport. The Tri-Cities, they have swim teams, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. I'll tell you what, this is the mecca. This is you can't get any bigger than this. The Olympic swim trials, and then most of these people from the U.S. are there this weekend.
They've rose to the top, if you will. They're the cream.
Yeah, I think, though, if you're floating on top, not a good sign. I don't know. Floating on top, not a good sign. This weekend, UNK Blue Gold is going on. The annual Blue Gold Golf Scramble is Monday. Hopefully it'll be nice weather for the 240 to 60 golfers that'll be out there. And remember that the dinner and auction is Sunday night. That's at Kearney's Holiday Inn, and that's quite an event as well. A lot of auction items, a lot of great items. UNK's John McBride, the athletic director, was on earlier this week. You can find out about all the auction items, silent auction, the ones that will be up for bid, and all the festivities that go along with it, and how to buy your raffle ticket for a chance to go to the 2009 Masters, lopers.com. Lopers.com. You can find out all that information.
You mentioned earlier Michelle Tavoya having her pet peeve show, and not necessarily a pet peeve, but since gotten married, did the whole house deal and whatnot, we did acquire a dog. We got a bulldog, and so every now and then, like about 5-6 times a week, I walk our bulldog, or we got a loop around our house. And they come up with little theories, and you do little experiments.
Short walk, right?
That's about a mile. Go when it's cool out, you can take her the whole way, but bulldogs, they get a little overheated like Daddy does.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one tuckers out quicker?
But you learn things about the neighborhood. And must I say, in just doing this short experiment over the last 6 months, I pick up aluminum cans along the way because I clean up the neighborhood and, well.
You're sure they're not your cans?
I'm positive they're not my cans.
Okay.
And I've come to a conclusion. Bush Light drinkers are the biggest slobs there are. There are more Bush Light cans along that path than any other cans. There's not even a close second. You never see a Michelob can.
Because Bush Light's way cheaper than Michelob. Right?
Who drinks Michelob in a can?
Yeah, no kidding. You got to get the bottle for that.
Maybe that's why all the broken bottles are on Michelob. I don't know. But that's a theory I've developed lately. Bush Light people, clean it up out there. Get it together.
Deep thoughts with Big Daddy.
Not even a close second.
Well, those kids got to get rid of those cans in your neighborhood, Daddy. Hey, digging through, every once in a while I catch a little guff around the station for how I stockpile stuff because, well, there's no filing system.
By the way, have you cleaned out that closet in there? Dan asked me about that.
Yeah, I've been working on it. Move my stuff out so he can put his stuff in. Yeah, that seems...
No!
But, yeah, that has lacked in the last week or so. I should get back after that. Anyway, I was... looking at the Big 12 teams that were ranked in the preseason and Baseball America's preseason poll. Preseason number one, UCLA. They are done. They are done. UCLA, number one. Arizona was two. They're in. Vanderbilt, three. Nighty-night. Mississippi, four. Nighty-night. North Carolina, still around at five. Missouri, six. Nighty-night. Oregon State, seven. Didn't even make the tournament. Michigan, eight. Gone. Arizona State, 9, still around. Miami, 10, still around. Then you go San Diego, South Carolina, Long Beach State, all gone. Rice in. Baylor, Texas, Virginia, all gone. Fresno State, who was that fourth seed, did show why they were preseason ranked at number 18. They are the only three or four seed that's still alive in the tournament. Then you've got Lafayette, Wichita State, A&M, Tulane, Clemson, East Carolina, Old Dominion. Preseason didn't do too well.
Boy, I had no idea.
North Carolina State wasn't rated. Georgia wasn't rated. Cal State Fullerton was not rated. Stanford. Did I mention Stanford? Stanford was not rated in the preseason top 25. Kind of amazing, I thought.
What's going on with these people?
Florida State, red hot, best record in the country, not rated in the preseason. Can you believe that? We have what, Derek?
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We have our second Nebraska Cornhusker chosen by the Florida Marlins. Dan Jennings was chosen by Florida. And ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Dorn has been selected in round 15 just moments ago of the Major League Baseball draft by the Florida Marlins. Round 15, pick 448. Johnny Dorn, Grand Island, goes to the Florida Marlins. Congratulations to Johnny Dorn in round 15.
Florida Marlins, probably not where a lot of people, not a lot of fan base around here.
They'll trade.
For the team. If you're any good, Johnny, you won't have to be there long because they'll ship you right out. So that's good news for Johnny.
Still waiting on Cash Kelkowski to see his name called. And as soon as that happens, or very close to as soon as that happens, we will try and pass that along to you. We'll break into programming, kind of keep you up to date throughout the afternoon and have a recap this afternoon on the 4 and 5 o'clock sports. But things just kind of click right along here. Yankees-Royals all weekend long, and maybe a lot of people will tune in, not from a Royals standpoint, but to listen to those damn Yankees.
Well, if the Royals don't start playing better, everybody's
going to see that. You want a prediction? And you shouldn't give me that look, because my predictions have been pretty good lately. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed? It's a four-game series. Royals win 3 of 4 from the Yankees.
Ooh.
3 of 4 from the Yankees. And Jabba Chamberlain should get the start on Sunday. And hopefully he will not get the decision in the Yankees' loss. So we can peanut butter jelly time it up.
I've got her down.
We were hoping to peanut butter jelly it yesterday. I think this has taken on a cult faction of its own. Because on the street, a lot of people, you ain't getting peanut butter jelly today. And yeah, they're right.
It's been a long dry spell for peanut butter jelly, but hopefully the Royals will be able to get her back together and get on a winning streak here in the next near future.
Well, next week we will have the College World Series field set. We will be talking about the College World Series. We've got some special guests. We'll see if we have a Triple Crown winner in Big Brown on Monday's show. Blue Gold will be going on. And we'll always love to hear your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. If you missed any of the great interviews we had this week with ESPN's Randy Moss on the Belmont, Cash Kelkowski, Johnny Dorn, Sean Callahan joined us as well earlier in the week, among others, check it out on the ESPN podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. Have a great weekend.
Folks, we'll see you on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 in Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings. Have a safe weekend.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.